Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, welcome back. Jeremy Con, Ed North. It's a Big Bad Morning Show. We're going to grab some more calls. I do want to tell you a little bit later this hour, we're giving away tickets to see Kevin Gates on October 2nd at Pier 6 Pavilion, courtesy of Live Nation. So stay tuned. If you like Kevin Gates, we'll be giving away tickets later this hour. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be giving away Seether and Daughtry tickets as well. Now, Ed, a couple of things that we were kind of touching on with the Ravens. How do you view them now as they're put together with the injuries? Do you think they're still a playoff team?
Absolutely not. Okay. Absolutely not. If this is going to be what the team looks like, no.
Okay.
I don't see it. I don't even know how anyone could say they are. This is not the Ravens roster. This is not the Ravens who were predicted to go to Super Bowl preseason. So it's even unfair to even hold them to that standard at this point. I mean, seriously, like, your entire defensive line is gone. Let's just go through. Your entire line is out. Your left tackle looks like he's out. Your fullback is out. Your starting cornerback is out. Your starting middle linebacker is out. Like,
yeah, but
what are we talking about here?
But some guys are healthy, right, Joe? Isn't this guy healthy?
Only Malachi Starks came.
Yeah, Malachi Starks. You know,
yes, I heard of him. I think
Malachi.
Yeah, is he related to Malachi? Is he related to him?
It's Malachi. But yeah. I get that. I try not to. The whole point of football is not to get too high or too low because everything changes. And you know, I've used the analogy of comparing it to baseball, where basically each win and loss is worth 10, right? If you're looking at it through those eyes. And I feel like each week when that loss happens, it looms larger. You've had some of the worst losses you could possibly. You got your asses beat on Monday Night Football at home against a team that you've dominated every time you faced them. To be honest, I mean, Lamar's numbers against the NFC are ridiculous. Then you went into your house of horrors and embarrassed yourself, and everybody got hurt. The whole store got the flu there. You hear that? And then, of course, in week one, you've got a 15-point lead on the road at Buffalo, and you blow it. So not only are you 1-3, you don't have tiebreakers against Buffalo or Kansas City. So if it comes down to that, then all of a sudden you're looking at that. But again, maybe that's visions of grandeur with the way they've been playing. Maybe they are this bad as it seems. I don't think they are. I just think they've had a couple awful showings.
You don't think they are what? As bad as
this bad? Yeah.
I think going forward they're going to be.
I don't. I think they're going to be fine.
Fine how? Like, what?
I still think they're going to be in the playoff picture.
Really?
Yeah. They have more talent than anybody else in this league. Even with these injuries, they're still talented than most of the teams they're going to play coming up in the next. I mean, here, let me pull up the Ravens schedule. But the schedule outside of the what?
It's Texans, Rams, bye. The Bengals after that? Yeah. Bears, right.
You get the Bengals twice. You get the Bears. And I know divisional games are not easy. You get the Vikings. Did anybody watch that? The Dolphins. Tyreek Hill out for the year. It said he tore everything in that knee, I guess. Texans, Rams, Bears, Dolphins, Vikings, Browns, Jets, Bengals, Steelers, Bengals, Patriots, Packers, Steelers. I don't think the Steelers are as good as they've shown, but again, look at their record. They are what they are. Yeah. They found a way to win in Dublin against Minnesota with a good defense. You know, what are you going to say?
Yeah.
Cincinnati's still technically in it, but we've watched them and they're not. Yeah. And Cleveland's better than you think, but they're not good enough offensively to do anything.
The reason I am saying this. This isn't me even being pessimistic. This is just my honest appraisal. It's because I'm looking at the key positions here, right? Madubuike's out for the season. Marlin is out. I'm just going with what I'm reading. Likely to miss a couple of weeks. So you're talking about missing the next few games, right? Roquan, expected to be sidelined for a few weeks. I don't know what a few is. Is that three? Is it four? Is it five? Like, I don't know what this means. Nate Wiggins is questionable to return. Lamar is questionable. Ronnie Stanley questionable. Travis Jones out, right? He was inactive. I don't know when he's back. Van Noy was out, obviously. Broderick Washington, injured reserve. Just placed there. So now, that's a lot of guys, man. That's a lot. It's a lot of key players is what that is.
Yeah.
And if they're out, you're talking about who's going to play, inside linebackers? It's going to be Teddy Buchanan and
that's Simpson? That's what it sounds like.
That's going to be your inside linebackers, right?
But at least you got
who's
good defensive
be on your line?
Linemen to keep the
right,
offensive
keep them
linemen.
Off the linebackers. Yeah. Who's going to play defensive line? Is it going to be Markoff Fofferwitz from, the YMCA? I don't know who the hell you have.
But as you pointed out, I don't think you saw Buffalo, Kansas City, and Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think teams have those rosters that you're going to see the rest of the year. I don't think any of the...
They don't.
Yeah. And to be fair, again, this isn't me trying to be dismissive. The Steelers are in first place. The Ravens still have
Packers
them twice
still
in
a good
year.
Team.
Packers are a good team. The
Rams
are a good
team.
Team,
yeah.
The rest of those teams are all questionable at best.
Bengals are terrible. The Jets are terrible. What else we got here?
The Patriots.
Patriots aren't bad. I mean, they're not a good team. They're not bad.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just don't think you're saying they're not bad, and I'm saying they're not good. So I think we agree.
It's kind of the same. I mean, it's.
I'm just a little bit more negative, I guess. But yeah, I mean, look, the schedule sets up if you're going to get back in this, but depending on how long these injuries go on for, yeah, obviously it's going to affect the season. Yeah. So let's grab some more callers here. Sean's in Baltimore. Sean, you're on the Fan. What's up, man?
What's up, fellas? Morning. Hey, Noah.
Yeah.
Calm down over there, man. We are. We'll be all right, man.
How many people call you by your last name? Hey, Norris.
hey, no, man. But listen, man. We're going to be all right, man. Look, this is the first quarter. That's all.
Yeah.
The first quarter. We got 16 games. The first quarter. I believe, me personally, like I said, I made that bold predicament yesterday. Said nobody, sorry about my DPS. Nobody's okay. Scoring 30 on us. For the rest of the year, I'm gonna stand on that. And listen, let's talk about Humphrey. Man, this guy, boy, he needs to sit down for a second. So maybe the guys is about to come in, gonna put some spark in their chest. We ain't really look at the AFC, man. We ain't really gotta worry about nobody right now. And when we get to those guys, maybe I'm sorry that the get back game got to be Houston, but here we come.
Yeah. Sean, appreciate the call. The other thing I'll say about this is if you can try to get right and be within striking distance and get healthy, yeah. You get the Steelers the last two games.
My caveat is, from what I see now, I'm standing by it. No, I don't see it. And they'd have to limp in at 9-8 or something and get lucky. But look, if these injuries are one-week injuries, that's a different story. If you're going to get these guys back in 2 weeks and all of a sudden it's the team except for Madubuike and a couple of games, then yeah, they can win 10 games this year and make the playoffs. But right now, and frankly, whenever he was healthy, they didn't look all that good. So I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, it's fair.
If you look at what the Lions did, look what the Chiefs did it too. The Lions, I mentioned this a couple of times. I can't believe some of what the D-line's looking like, because what's happening is, and you taught this, I saw it from different angles of running, but they fire out and you turn the defense line if you can. Mm-hmm. You don't just push them straight back. That's nearly impossible. And then there's no hole. But you fire out, you turn. They were turning on linemen easily, like they're opening a door. And that's where the holes came from.
And that's the team that struggled
running
the football.
Yeah.
They struggled running the football all year long, too.
Yeah. So it's like.
Let's grab another call here. Buffalo Zolger. Look at that. Buffalo Zoe. He's got some thoughts. What's up, man?
Man, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, man. Listen, when did y'all become the people who find missing people, man? Because I put my cousin, he just called DJ Voice, was on a milk carton, man.
That was your cousin?
And I ain't heard from him since week one, man. Ever since we came back, I just called to tell him, man, go Bills, man. Y'all have a good one, man.
I love Buffalo, though.
Me too.
All right, guys, we got to...
I'm not putting him on anymore.
Yeah, you have to.
Get that out of here.
Yeah. All right, we're going to talk some Orioles coming up next, and we'll get back to the Ravens talk. We got shovels at 7:30. But Mike Elias said that Manzo was impressive in his role as interim manager, but that the team will still look outwards at other candidates. Do you think they end up going with Mancelino? Do you think they end up going with a vet that has some more experience? We talk about that next right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm very impressed with him as I've gotten to know him more, and I think he's a very talented guy and has a lot of skills that would add up to a great major league manager now or in the future. I've told him that we are going to utilize the opportunity of having the permanent chair vacant to talk to other people and learn and see who is available, who's interested, and figure out who the right fit is for this team.
There you go. That's Mike Elias talking about Tony Manzalino and the next manager for the Orioles. Who could that be? Did want to point out the Giants fired Bob Melvin. The Twins fired Rocco Baldelli. The only people that care about that are Twins fans who would be happy today. And the Texas Rangers are not returning Bruce Bochy to his managerial position. I think Bochy was the guy that everybody had circled because of success rate, what he's done in this league, the fact that he is a vet. Some people were talking about him. We had the usual suspects, Ed, the analytical guys that everybody wants to bring up, whether it's a Skip Schumacher, a Gabe Kapler. We've had the former Oriole players that people are like, hey, how about Ryan Flaherty for a manager? How about this guy? And to be fair to those guys, they've been cutting their teeth as bench coaches, first base coach, whatever. They've been around the league doing it. Flaherty's been doing it for a while now. I think he's still with the Padres, if I'm not mistaken. But he might have been moved on to another team. How do you feel about this? Are you indifferent? Are you a Manzo guy? Do you want to see them go out and get a vet? Any thought process on who the next manager should be for the Orioles?
None whatsoever, yeah. Honestly, because I'm torn. Because I can't get a handle on the improvement in the last few months, in the last 2 months or so. Was it him, or was it the fact to get your players healthy? And you pick up a couple, two minor leaguers who actually performed. You pick up a Taiwan Beavers.
Did you say a couple of two?
A couple of two
minor league. I think that's what you said. Sorry, I interrupted.
I may have. That's correct, by the way.
A couple of two.
It just, they produce right away. So I mean, all of a sudden, you got these guys that have come back. People return from injury, and people you pick up from the minors, they produce. It's like, so you had the team that you should have had earlier in the season. This is not a knock on Mancelino. I just don't know. I don't know. According to Rob, actually said yesterday that something about players had gone to, you know, support him, that they support the manager.
It's all fine and dandy too. But like, again, right. I don't know that you're just going to your players saying, who do you guys want?
Yeah.
You're going to find Mike Elias's job is on the line of finding the next guy.
Yes, definitely.
So I don't think he's going to rely on Gunner and Adley to come up to him and say, yeah, we like this guy. I think he's going to go find his guy.
The difference is, I mean, Melvin and Bochy, they're seasoned veteran. Mm-hmm. They're veteran managers. Do you want either one of them or whoever else has been released here?
Baldelli.
Yeah.
Baldelli's it sucks there too, because with the Twins, they're not going to spend any money.
Mm-hmm.
They have talent. They're in the weakest division in all of sports, or in all of baseball, I should say, in that or AL Central, where anybody can kind of figure things out there.
It's always up in the air. Yeah.
Cleveland just had the greatest comeback in baseball history, right?
Yeah.
So it's always up for grabs.
The last 125 years.
Yeah.
And Cleveland. The Tigers had the biggest collapse. It depends who you want to be.
Yeah. If you want to be optimistic, pessimistic.
Negative. Yeah.
You could be either or. But, I mean, some of the names that have been out there, I've said this for a long time now, I fully expect them to hire somebody that has an analytical background that's managed in this league before. I wouldn't be shocked if
Madden.
Who? John?
Oh, yeah.
You mean Joe. No, but he's another one of those names. Yeah. Like, you have guys that have a track record. The Bochy thing interests me because he's proven. How would you like to get a team that has this much talent, whether you think they do or not, and then add in a Bruce Bochy?
They have talent, yes.
To me, adding a Bochy is akin to adding a Buck Showalter, except,
mm-hmm.
and I hate saying this because I'm a Buck guy through and through, is that Bochy has the hardware.
Yes.
The whole thing about Buck was you wanted to be the guy that followed Buck. You didn't want to be Buck, right? Mm-hmm. Because everywhere he went, they won after he left.
Yes.
And it's such a... It's true, but I don't think that's the sole reason why. But with some of the names that are out there, I think this needs to get done quicker than some of the other things that are going on. Let's find out who our guy is.
I hope so, because if they let it linger, this is what happens, and this is kind of seen it here, where you wait, and then, he's gone. Oh, wait, they picked him up. We saw it with the free agents. You know, like, you wait, and the guys that people, you know, at least the fan base was clamoring for, they end up going to different teams.
Well, I mean, I think this is this should be the thing that they get done as quickly as possible. The other things that I've read, I was telling Ed, you're a Mets fan. Steve Cohen, if you didn't see it, and I know most people don't care, he wrote a heartfelt message to fans.
Yeah.
He went out and spent $1 billion in the offseason. Is that right? A billion?
He did, yeah.
He spent over $1 billion when you factor in Juan Soto and the other stuff that he brought back. And then now he's apologizing to his fans. He doesn't know, like, I don't know what went wrong. We had this happen. I'm sorry. You guys came out and supported us and you deserve better. And you're like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
And I feel like honestly, Rubenstein is going to be very similar. Maybe not as vocal in the media. We'll see.
We haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But I think we have seen signs. I mean, they don't mm-hmm. trade for Corbin Burnes without new ownership. They don't spend the money they spent in the offseason. And granted, I know people didn't like where they spend it. I didn't either. But they don't spend that type of money unless new ownership's coming in. And I know people are going, well, it wasn't that much. I get it. I understand that. But the old regime wasn't spending anything.
Yeah.
Nothing. Zero. So it has to go up. And I was just reading, too, the Orioles have the fourth best odds to get the number one overall pick this year because of the lottery system that they have in place now.
Hmm.
So you still have a shot to get the best player in the draft, which I know that's not something you want to hang your hat on. Especially when you've come through the rebuild. But this is where we're at. Let's grab a couple of calls here. Let's go. Somebody wants to talk about Ravens real quick. Daryl's in Baltimore. Daryl, you're on the fan. Daryl?
Yeah. Oh, good morning, guys. How
morning.
Y'all
good.
Welcome back, Gary.
Thanks, man.
Hey, now I just wanted a couple of things. One thing I wanted to say, I kind of agree with Ed on this situation, man. I'm just a little worried. So many enemies in this. These guys get back. I mean, where are we going to be by the time they get back?
Yeah, that's the concern.
He's cutting in and out. Sorry, Daryl. Yeah. You were cutting in and out. I couldn't hear you over Joe yelling, go, in the background.
Yeah, what was that? Yeah, his phone was cutting out.
I wish people, when do these cameras go on? Because I want one in Joe's studio listening. It's
probably Friday.
The audio has to be on the entire time. The audio has to be on.
I've got a training session today, so I think we start Friday.
Huh. Mm. What am I going to wear?
The same thing you wear every day.
Yeah, I don't. If you look at the guys at the other stations that do this, Ed and Rob will look overdressed.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna come in miscolored sweatshirt and sweatpants because I get dressed in the dark. Not because I. Well, I mean, I guess all of it applies, right? I don't know what I'm doing.
You know, we all get dressed in the dark.
No, but I mean, I actually get dressed in the dark. Like, I left the other. I got so. You'll love this. I got so high over the weekend as we're at the concert.
How high did you get?
So high. My wife looks at me and I said, oh, no, I wore my green shorts instead of the silver ones. And she's like, no, you didn't. I said, yeah, these are green. She goes, no, they're not. They're silver. And I looked down and said, no, they're... Oh, damn it, they are silver.
You have silver shorts?
Well, gray. They're gray. Oh. They're gray, like it's... Yeah, silver shorts. I'm like, that's all I wore.
For the club?
Yes. I don't know. Are you coming to the club? That's not what I want to read. Where this is it. Joe, I'm giving away tickets. That's it. Two tickets to see Kevin Gates on October 2nd at Pier 6 Pavilion, courtesy of Live Nation. That's my anniversary. My wife and I's 15-year anniversary. Can I tell you, we talked about tersicles the other day?
Yeah.
I went home and my wife's like, do you want to book tersicles for Thursday? I'm like, you got it. So we'll be there. But Kevin Gates, you guys get to see him. Two tickets, 410-583-1057, caller number 5. And coming up next, we've got shovels. Ed, who's getting your shovel?
I think I'm going to give it to the American team who lost the Ryder Cup.
Mm, okay.
Because of someone's celebration made them really look bad.
Mm. All right, we're going to get into that. I have a doozy as well. Somebody that just, I wish I could actually hit them with a shovel. I'll tell you what that is when we come back here on The Fan. All right, here we are. It's time for shovels. Ed, who's getting your shovel?
The fans and the... I'm going to give it to Keegan Bradley, the captain of the U.S. Ryder Cup team. First of all, I don't know if you follow this at all. I know you're not a golf guy, but the fan behavior at Bethpage was disgusting.
Really?
Disgusting.
Oh, I would have loved that.
You wonder why people hate Americans around the world. Like, not saying other countries may not do this, but it was so... I think Tom Watson said it just was disgusted by them. It was Tom Watson. Disgusted by America. He apologized for the behavior of American fans. He did. Because they were like, they threw something at Rory McIlroy. I think it hit his wife.
I don't like any of that. I thought you were just talking about rowdy goofballs.
Yeah, rowdy, but vulgar, nasty. Like, I was targeting people's families. It's just, nah.
What golfer was I listening to? It says, it's just ridiculous. They yell mashed potatoes. For what? Mashed potatoes? That's what they yell when you take a swing? They're yelling in your backswing, mm-hmm. whether it's Baba Booey and all this
that's
other stuff.
That's what's yelling anyway.
Yeah, but he just said it's ridiculous.
But anyway, it was ridiculous, but that's not it. I almost feel like it's kind of good. I'm glad this happened. The Americans tried to make a big comeback. They almost won the Ryder Cup this year. It was a Bethpage Black, which I played once. I probably shot about a 190. It's a really hard course. Really hard course. It's pretty cool. That's in the U.S., but it's in Long Island. But, you know, Bradley in May says, you know, we're going to go to Bethpage and kick their effing asses. Ah! So this starts a beef with the European team.
Mm-hmm.
So Shane Lowry, when they won, was at a New York nightclub, I showed you. He was humping the Ryder Cup. He's dancing on the table, and he starts having sex with the Ryder Cup.
My new favorite golfer.
Yeah, and God bless the Irish, because yeah. they know how to have a good time. And if they don't, they start a fight. So it's one or the other. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, he takes a picture laying on like a big inflatable bed with the Ryder Cup and has the quote behind him from Bradley. And basically just gave, you know, just stuck it right in his eye, like, here you go. How about you? Whose ass you going to kick, my friend? And then, because he ended up sinking a putt on 18 that really sealed the deal for them. Mm. So anyway, we lost the Ryder Cup, but I'm just embarrassed by the behavior of fans. I mean, come on, man.
Well,
it's inexcusable.
My shovel really pissed me off. So I woke up, I think it was Monday morning, may have been Sunday morning after a good day betting. Had another. Mm-hmm. I've had a bunch of winning days in a row. It's been great. My shovel goes to the person that texted me in the morning. And I'm not going to say his name.
Wasn't me, was it?
No, I'm not 100%. It could have been. Not 100% positive who it was, but I'm about 99% sure. And what makes this so awful is, so first off, he starts the email off by saying what a terrible person I am, or the text, because now he has my cell phone number. Mm-hmm. What a terrible person I am. He never thought I'd become this. He was ashamed that, you know, he and his father had bonded over my show and all this other stuff.
Become what? Oh, go ahead.
Selling picks, meaning a gambler that sells picks.
Like making money, having your own business?
Yeah. Yeah. Having my own business. And I thought maybe I've lost so much money betting. Okay. Whatever.
Oh, here we go.
So I went back and looked. That guy had never spent a dime with me. So I don't know what you're talking about. If I'm giving out advice and you're taking it and it loses, that's a you problem at that point.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what I think. Once you start paying me, yeah, then start sending me emails telling me how I suck. That's fine. So it's not even about that. I don't even mind people telling me I suck. This guy had my cell phone number because I reached out because he was suicidal.
Oh.
So I sent him my cell number. And I've done this, by the way, I don't even like admitting this, so don't start posting stuff about. Ever since I've gone through what I've gone through, I've tried to help as many people as I can. And I called his dad on his dad's birthday because his dad was such a huge fan of the show.
I remember this now. Yep.
I'm almost positive this is the person that sent me the text because I don't have it saved in my phone. But if it's you, what a scummy thing to do. What a horrible human being you are. Because I sat here and tried to befriend somebody and help them through a tough situation. And then one morning while I'm on vacation with my wife going, I got to wake up to some guy sending me three paragraphs of how awful I am. And again, look, it comes with the territory, but you, sir, I stepped out for you and you treated me like garbage. So you can go F yourself. Blocked him on everything. Don't even contact me. I don't even want an apology because I'm not even going to respond.
You can't
to
now.
It.
You blocked him.
Well, I mean, he could find a way. He could call in if he wanted. And then you could explain yourself why you're such a piece of garbage. But hey, it is what it is. Let's go. Somebody else got a shovel here. Corey's on the fan. Corey, you got a shovel.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
All right. Good, man.
All right, man. My shovel goes to that damn Kirby Smart from Saturday. I mean, Alabama, man, they had that number the whole first quarter. But did I have them guys come back and storm back like they did in third quarter, instead of you taking the goddamn points, you lost me $200, you little stubby little person. But, yeah, man, I'm telling you, man, Kirby, they ought to hold him down like that guy on Full Metal Jacket, and everybody just get a home to clown sock and gonk him in his damn head, because that turned the game right there, man. Turn the game.
Corey talking about, hey, you too, man. There Corey talking about busting up Private Powell with soap in the tube sock.
Yep.
Ooh, I don't know that Kirby Smart wants that. By the way, I did hear somebody calling overnight saying, hey, this Kalen DeBoer guy is not that bad. He's beaten Georgia twice. So even though the lady wanted to hit the lottery so she could buy him out and send him packing at the beginning of the year after the loss to Florida State.
Who lost to Virginia?
Yeah, I called that one too.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, again, like college football is kind of a hot mess right now is the way you look up top.
Well, you can't call me a front runner.
No. You're still wearing it. Look,
I got my Seminole shirt on today.
You can't be a front runner. Let's go to Daryl here real quick. He wants to talk about Harbaugh and the coaching staff. What's up, Daryl?
Hello?
Hello, man.
Hey, Jerem. Hey, Elliot. Hey, I was just saying, I think that, you know, we got a problem with a quarterback situation with the injuries. I was saying I was agreeing with Ed earlier. About the, you know, how the players trying to get back and where we're going to be in the next two or three games is going to determine. I mean, because right now I know we're looking at a wild card or maybe we can still win a division, but we're going to be on the road for at least what Buffalo or Kansas City look like or somebody like that.
Yeah. The one thing, Daryl, the one thing I'd say, and I appreciate the phone call, is that like when it comes down to it, you face the Steelers twice at the end of the year. If you're within striking distance and you're within two games of them and you have two games left, you have a way to win this division. And right now, they're not that. You have to see what the Steelers are going to do the rest of the way. I don't think they're good. I think they're 3-1. They are what the record says they are. And we could sit here and say the same thing about the Ravens. I saw some people having power rankings going into this Chiefs game with the Ravens at 1-2 is still the third best team in football.
Mm-hmm.
I have no issue with that when people do it, saying this is what I think is going to happen. This is just unfortunate in the way it's happened. But you can't tell me that now after watching them against the Chiefs. And
I mean,
all the injuries
I'll tell you, I'm just looking at the schedule. We get the Texans this Sunday. Not sure what to expect there because I don't know who's. I'm going to assume a lot of these guys are not going to play because it's just a week. So then the Rams on the 12th. 19th is a buy, and this is an early buy this year, and usually I don't like that. I think it came at a perfect time for this team, because now it'll give them 2 weeks to get ready for the Bears. Then you get the Dolphins on a short week, and they're in Miami. They're traveling. So, you know, Thursday team, the Thursday night game favors the home team as bad as the Dolphins are, but we're traveling to Miami. Traveling to Minnesota after that. Traveling to Cleveland. Get the Jets at home, home against the Bengals. The teams are weak, essentially. I don't know if the Vikings are that weak, and I don't know if certainly the Rams aren't. But I don't. I just, this is one big I don't know, man. You're talking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yep.
If they're 4-4, they're a 7-loss team already. Right?
Well, yeah.
Midway through the season.
You would expect it, yeah. But... All right, we got Ralph Russo's going to join us next. We're going to talk some college football with Ralph Russo. That's coming up next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back. Jeremy Kahn, Big Bad Morning Show. Ed Norris is here. Rob Long is off. This is one of those interesting things where we were supposed to have Ralph Russo on the show. Rob's out sick. Rob booked Ralph Russo. So, Ralph, if you're listening, call in. What state is he in? No, but we're going to talk some college football with him, so why not break it down with Ed and myself? Ed, I did the thing that all gamblers say you should never do. You don't bet on Penn State in big games.
I think people outside gambling say that.
Yes. And I still, that was my favorite play this weekend. And of course, it went to overtime. You saw what happened. Penn State loses yet another big game against a top opponent. And this has just become a thing. And it's like, why even think about
it? His record against top ranked opponents is horrific.
Yeah. Home, away, it doesn't matter.
No, it's just horrific. And that was a whiteout game at home. I'm here at home. Whiteout. At Happy Valley, everything was going their way.
Night game, too.
Night game. I thought this was the one they pull off. Is this they have to pull this one out.
And nope. For people to understand, like, I know some people go, well, what's the difference night game? You got those people outside the stadium drinking and partying all day. They come in rowdy, ready to roll. And, well, some of them black out, but, you know, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then the stadium's just alive at night. And it's just, it's so difficult to go into those spots and try to win.
I did. My big prediction, you missed, because I called Ole Miss over LSU.
Oh, I like that.
I predicted Ole Miss to win the game, Ole Miss to win the SEC this year.
Mm. Yeah, I guess dinner's going to be different with Lane Kiffin and his daughter's new boyfriend, as Lane Kiffin got the W there that day. Yeah. Ole Miss looks good. And if you're looking in the SEC, you know, Alabama's come back on, so that win for Florida State still looks good. The loss for Alabama after they lose to Virginia does not look so good.
This is the highest ranking since 2015, Ole Miss. They're number four in the country now.
That just sounds weird, doesn't it? Since what year did you say? Since
2015. They were number three in the country.
Okay. I'm just trying to think back. Who would that have been? It doesn't matter. Anyway, some of the other games that happened this weekend, if you were watching in the Big Ten, SEC, ACC, we saw a lot of top-tier matchups and some teams just stubbing their toe in some key spots. I was on Illinois. I thought they'd bounce back. I didn't necessarily think they'd win. They knock off USC. The same thing happens. Whenever it is for USC, whenever they travel across time zones and play, they lose. Yeah. They just lose. And I don't know why that. That's a good team, but they play down to the level of their opponent. I shouldn't say they lose. They don't cover the spread. That's the more important thing for me. because they did the same thing when they played Purdue. They came here and Purdue sucks. But you know, people have changed their mind on Indiana and Illinois. Did you watch the end of that game? Indiana and Iowa, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Everybody was talking about Fabrizio for Heisman, the transfer from Cal that quarterbacks Mendoza. He quarterbacks Indiana. Mm-hmm. They go to Iowa this weekend, and I'll say this. When I put the bet out, it was 9.5, and it was above 7 for most of the week. Mm-hmm. But there were some 6.5s out there. And if you watch the end of that game, as Indiana's covering by 7, and then their quarterback with, whatever, 2 or 3 seconds on the clock, does the sprint to the end zone and take the safety.
Yeah.
So if you had bet on that game, and let's say you had Iowa plus 6, or excuse me, Indiana minus 6.5, yeah, they won by 5, so that sucked for you. I had it at 9.5, so I didn't have to worry about anything either way. I was golden. But yeah, Saturday was interesting with some of the teams that we're watching, and I don't know that we have a great team this year in college football. I think Ohio State is unbelievably good. I think Ole Miss is good. I mean, we could sit here and go, Miami is good. All these teams that are good, I don't know that we have great. And it might just come down to whose schedule is the best. And when it comes to playoff time, I don't know that you should just look at the team and go, oh, they're number one. They've been number one all year that they're going to go win it.
It's an interesting top five this year, right now, currently, because it's Ohio State's one. You got Oregon at 2, Miami 3, Ole Miss 4, and Oklahoma. So you got teams in it. You're not used to seeing. Miami hasn't been up that high in a while.
And Oklahoma's missing their quarterback now.
Yeah. Ole Miss has not been that high since, you know, in 10 years. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, these teams, I'm kind of liking this because I've seen some new blood in the top.
Well, it does seem kind of cool to see some of those names up there. And then looking at this week, I try to do this, and we have all these weeknight games, which I tell people all the time, when college teams are playing on weeknights, especially you get these island games, as I like to call them, it doesn't mean there only has to be one, but it's the one thing to watch. Florida State, Virginia, that was Virginia's Super Bowl. Any way you slice it.
Storm the field.
Yeah. Well, they ran over the damn player in the end zone. Yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Once the pass was incomplete, where'd that guy go?
Yeah.
Is he in the ground somewhere?
Yeah.
Like, that's why these guys should not be running on the damn field. I always sound like the old man yelling off his back porch.
Oh, it's dangerous, though. I mean, look at soccer games in Europe. People get killed at those things.
Yeah.
In the crush, yeah.
It's just crazy. And then this week, we have a lot of the... Can you believe Vanderbilt is ranked 16th?
No.
They're at Alabama. Vanderbilt's undefeated. Texas is at Florida. I mean, there's some decent matchups this week from the top 25 standpoint. Texas Tech, number 11. I don't know. You said you liked them against Utah.
I think defense. You
were the one.
I was the one. I picked them. Yeah.
They look really good. Yep. And then you get Miami, Florida State. Talk about a horrible spot for Florida State. You get Miami after an island game on Virginia. You can't tell me there wasn't a look-ahead game. Virginia stinks.
It was just a look-ahead game, for sure.
It's a spot. It's a spot. Like, Friday night against Virginia. We got Miami next week. You guys know that? Yeah, you had Virginia tonight, and it didn't work out. So
now you're facing Miami.
All right, well, we're going to talk some more Ravens. The guy that's watching all the film, he's breaking down everything, telling us he's going to tell us what's going to happen the rest of the year. You got their record, right, Ken? Oh, I got the thumbs up. I think we're good. Yeah. We talked to Ken McCusick breaking down the film. That's coming up next for 2 segments here on 105.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.